Welcome to the Driving Digital Modernization, How the Navy and Marine Corps Will Benefit from NGEN Smit podcast, hosted on Government Technology Insider. I'm your host, Matt Langan. The NGEN Service Management Integration and Transport Contract, otherwise known as NGEN Smit, was awarded to Leidos by the Department of Navy. This umbrella contract provides secure end-to-end IT services for supporting 670,000 daily users of the Navy Marine Corps Intranet, the CONUS Naval Enterprise Network, and the Marine Corps Enterprise Network for daily IT services. And Verizon is partnering with Leidos to support the delivery of unified communications and transport services for this contract that will help modernize and transform the Navy's network. And Chris Perry, who's the Director of Transformation for NGEN Smit with Leidos, and Reese Morgan, who is the OneNet Program Manager with Verizon, will discuss how NGEN Smit will help improve mission readiness and agility for the Navy and the Marine Corps. And Chris and Reese, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Matt.
Yes, Matt, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to have you both. Well, let's start at the top. So the Navy and the Department of Defense as a whole has made digital modernization a key component of its goals for the armed forces for the future. So what is digital modernization and how does it help the military? And we'll start with Chris on this one.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. So digital modernization at its simplest is just upgrading or adopting new technology systems, platforms, software solutions to meet the needs of today's organizations. For many of Leidos' DoD customers, the Navy, of course, included, modernization is integrating capabilities across networks, leveraging commercial technologies for more efficient, flexible operations. The other part of modernization, of course, is transformation, realizing new ways to leverage and deploy that technology. So in the DoD space, especially for Leidos, that often means pushing those modernized technologies and capabilities to the edge in bandwidth-limited or completely disconnected environments. The Navy and the Marine Corps especially fight in ever-changing places and often in what we call DDIL, denied, disrupted, intermittent, and limited conditions. So to be effective in today's fight, they need to be able to make rapid and informed decisions based on just a massive array of input. And it's not just about getting devices to the edge, but the network that supports those edge devices. And that really requires changes, advances in our data and network management capabilities to ensure the safe and effective extension of those capabilities all the way out to the edge. The Department of Defense has made this way of working, known as multi-domain operations or MDO, a priority in its technology roadmaps, as I'm sure you've seen, and contracts like NGEN Smit are just part of the process to make that end state possible.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Great insights there. Reese, anything to add to that one?
Certainly, Matt. So one of the Navy's goals is also convergence of the many networks that they have across their domain into a single large enterprise network. And that modernization, transformation, building that digital platform that they can collapse the other network capabilities into is a key part of that modernization strategy.
All right, great. And so you both work on a Department of Navy contract that is a big part of this modernization future. So with that in mind, what is NGEN Smit? And can you explain the different components of the Navy coming together? And really, how is it different from different iterations? And we'll actually go with Chris on this one.
Sure. So this is the first time in probably over two decades that the Department of the Navy's major networks, meaning NMCI, OneNet, and MCEN, have been brought together under a single contract, a contract that has the express intent to modernize, transform, and where appropriate, converge those capabilities together into the future naval enterprise networks. And Leidos is excited to do just that. It's really important to remember that this contract in particular has been a long time coming. NMCI, which was the Navy's first enterprise network, started out back in 2000 as a contractor-owned and contractor-operated network that really represented a sea change for naval networks and was the first step to a true enterprise approach. But the Navy pretty soon after realized they needed more insight and control than the initial NMCI contract provided in that COCO model. So the interim contract began to unpack that. The first NGEN contract was about establishing the government-owned contractor-operated construct that we operate in today. This second generation of NGEN, NGEN Smit, is really expressly about transformation and modernization of those networks within that government-owned, contractor-operated model. The end goal for the Navy, of course, is to really have a flexible, agile enterprise network that's more efficient to operate and can meet the future needs of sailors, Marines, as well as the civilian professionals, of course, that use the networks. Leidos is laying that foundation, which enables the accelerated design, the implementation, and the delivery of those modern enterprise services. Improvements are happening across the entire service lifecycle right now, including the adoption of model-based systems engineering practices, the creation of some state-of-the-art lab environments, as well as the deployment of modernized ITSM tools. In addition to improving the ability to deliver those services, improvements in the services themselves are taking place. Even in the short time we've had this contract so far, improvements in software delivery, network speed, and storage infrastructure are all already underway.
All right, great. And you know, from the user experience, can you give a real-world example of how NGEN-SMIT modernization may affect, say, a base? And we'll start with Therese on this one.
Hey, absolutely, Matt. So in the earlier question, you know, Chris laid out really a lot of those requirements around that digital platform, that network that provides the capabilities. But when we talk about a user on a base, we're talking often about those capabilities that ride above the network, right? What kind of applications they have. And my favorite use case here is a sailor on board a ship who can use augmented reality while doing maintenance on a complex piece of equipment that provides him an overlay, basically that digital tech manual that lets them see the various components and how they interact, and also allow that sailor to be simultaneously connected real time with a subject matter expert who might be located somewhere else, like on a shipyard. And they're both looking at the same piece of equipment and working through this maintenance activity together. I believe that's what, for me, a great example of the end state of having this advanced digital platform and the tools and capabilities that ride on top of it to deliver this incredible mission capability for the future Navy.
Excellent. Thanks, Reese. Chris, anything to add to that one?
Yeah, I think that was a great example by Reese there. It's really important to note that modernization is not a big bang, but shows up in lots of different ways in terms of user experience. The increased use of artificial intelligence and machine learning tools, those will allow us to better scan networks to look for patterns that may be leading to outages, increased latency, or potential intrusions and attacks. And some additional tools that we're deploying, like the Naval Enterprise Networks Lab or the NEN Lab, allow us to develop solutions that can be fully tested in a virtual environment before they're made available on the NMCI network, really reducing that operational and cyber threat risk.
Awesome. So how is the collaboration between Navy and integrators and commercial partners helping to shape NGEN-SMIT? And we'll actually start with Reese on this one.
Yes, certainly. So, you know, Verizon's is on the team. And that's no mystery. But you know, Leidos reached out to partners who could bring a number of the different commercial technologies that we apply in the commercial space and bring them into this environment. You know, sometimes those advances happen outside of the DoD sphere. So having access to all those tools and capabilities that commercial providers have can be very helpful in that DoD environment. And the partnership between Leidos and Verizon is an example of that.
Great. Thanks, Reese. Chris, anything to add to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll echo what Reese said, right? The collaboration occurring between the Navy and Leidos and our broad set of partners, especially Verizon's, definitely critical to the future of SMIT and really the future state of those naval enterprise networks. As we all know, information technology, spurred heavily by the COVID pandemic, is moving so quickly that it's impossible for one organization to keep abreast of everything. So the collaboration, the focus on transformation between the Navy, Leidos, and our partners across industry, both federal and commercial, as Reese mentioned, will really ensure that we can make the right investment decisions to modernize the Navy's digital enterprise.
All right, great. Well, really appreciate both of you taking the time to speak with us today. And for our last question is, what does the future of NGEN-SMIT look like for the Navy? And this will be a question for Chris.
Sure. And again, thanks for the opportunity. The future of SMIT, from my perspective, is really the achievement of that end goal we talked about earlier, that flexible, agile enterprise network that's more efficient to operate and meets the future mission needs of those warfighters. And this really does include continuous iteration on technology roadmaps as technology does evolve, as new capabilities are introduced, and really making sure that the whole SMIT team is keeping pace with the latest and greatest from the commercial space, adopting them for the federal environment. And this can really only happen with partnership, not only between Leidos and the Navy, but also Leidos and our numerous key partners, Verizon especially.
All right. Well, this concludes the Driving Digital Modernization, How the Navy and Marine Corps Will Benefit from NGEN-SMIT podcast hosted on Government Technology Insider. We're Chris Perry, who's the Director of Transformation, NGEN-SMIT at Leidos, and Reese Morgan, who's the OneNet Program Manager with Verizon, discussed how NGEN-SMIT will help to improve mission readiness and agility for the Navy and the Marine Corps. And Chris and Reese, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Matt.
Hey, yes, Matt, thank you for the opportunity.